Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do sermons from the divine. He whispers the topic to me throughout my day and tells me when to hit record and when to share it with you. Sometimes I share music that he inspires through me to help empower you to find happiness from within. That is our life mission here at Move Happy. We're designed to help you if you're struggling with depression, depressed state, maybe you're going through a difficult season, to give you some extra tools in your tool belt for your mental health, strength, and resiliency. If you hear some birds chirping in the background, noises, I am walking in nature, one of my favorite things to do. So it is real sounds, real animals. No edits on that. As I was walking, I was listening to a speech from our Commander-in-Chief Trump, and then I turned it to some meditation sounds, and the Father whispered to me that we need some prayers for America. So that's the topic. I don't pre-plan these things, so wherever it takes us, take what you love, leave what you don't, and hopefully you leave with some tools to apply to your life. First things first, love to start it with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to speak your truth, to speak hope, to speak faith to those that are listening, to connect with you directly. Father, thank you for that gift, to ask for things and to know that you are packaging up those gifts and sending them in your perfect timing. Father, I trust you to guide my words, to guide this conversation with you, that those that would be listening, Father, that it would go straight to their soul. And there would be a heart change within them if they don't have a relationship with you. A desire within them would be ignited, and that they would connect with you before the end of this episode. Father, I thank you and I praise you for guarding this episode against any spiritual, physical, or technical attacks from the enemy. I woke up this morning, Father, and my phone's battery was completely dead, even though it was plugged in. So I know there are attacks from the enemy, people desiring to block me from sharing your truth. But just one touch of your favor can banish all of their attacks in a moment. I trust you, Father. Thank you for expanding my sphere of influence to reach all the corners of the earth. Father, if there is anything within me that is not of you, I confess it. I give it to you, Father. Replace it with your truth that I am connected with you and that I am your child, and you forgive any time we ask, as long as we are repentant. Walk away from it. Father, I thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for this conversation I had. In your heavenly name, amen. The prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. That's a verse that my high school youth pastor, Paris Mullen, shared with us often. He would say, the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. Get your Bibles up. So we'd hold our Bibles up. He said, I have. We'd repeat, I have. What the word says I have, and I am who the word says I am. He was a great spiritual leader, and he brought many people from the neighboring colleges to connect with us, to help prepare us either for college or professional career path. Some were in jobs in their career path, and they volunteered. They met with us on Sundays. They met with us midweek. We had small groups through his connections. My gal that he had connected me to, she was Japanese. She was on a visa and she loved Christ. Her name is Mickey. Sadly, she had to leave when she lost her job because they said she was spending too much time preaching the gospel instead of doing her job, or I don't know exactly the full story, but Paris was great in getting us involved in prayer and getting us to believe that no matter what our age, that our prayers are effective. So if you have young ones at home, high school, junior high, middle school, elementary, even their prayers are heard. It's important to teach how to pray. And if you don't know how, I'm going to teach you. I was blessed with a mother that was very connected to the Father and desired to know him more and more and more. And she went to workshops and studied classes and learned the different historical languages and taught us when we were little. And the first thing that you do, and you might have noticed it in my prayer, is not asking for things, but thanking. You started off with thankfulness, gratitude, thanking the Father for life, for health. Started off in gratitude. If there are things disconnecting you from the Father, confess it. Say, Father, I'm unworthy of your grace, but you continue giving it to me. Father, there is this thing that I've been holding on to, this bitterness against this other person or whatever it is for you that is keeping you separate from him. Confess it. Ask him to forgive you of it and to replace that hole, if you will, in your soul. Replace that with the truth that you are full of love and not bitterness. You are full of his peace that passes all understanding, not full of anger and rage. And then at the end, you can ask. And you only have to ask once. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and they are struggling with releasing their thoughts and concerns about a person that they were friends with for a long time, that they started to have romantic feelings for. This person doesn't want anything to do with them and completely cut off the friendship. And they were having a hard time discontinuing thinking about them. They said, I'm praying about it and nothing's working. I said, do you mind sharing with me how you're praying? And they were like, okay, I asked the Father to remove thoughts about this person. And I said, do you say that each time you pray? And they were like, yeah, of course I do. And I said, are you open to a suggestion? And they were like, okay. I said, do you agree that the Father hears our prayers? They were like, yeah, of course. I said, so if you asked once, would you agree that the Father heard that the first time? They said, of course. I said, so instead of asking each time after the first time you prayed, thank him. Thank him for releasing those thoughts from that person in your mind and replacing those thoughts with other thoughts that you can have in your mind to help you or to have concerns about. Thanking him instead of asking. They said, oh, I never thought about it like that. I said, think of it like this. He's our Father. Yes, we're his children. Yes. He's like, yeah. I said, when you ask, it's like a little child asking, right? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Can I have this? Can I have that? Please, Dad, Father. Can I? Father knows best. So if you're asking, the first time it's okay to ask. After that, it's thank you, Father, for providing this in your perfect timing. And if you decide that it's not beneficial for me, it's not helpful for me, then that's okay too. I trust you. Your will, not mine. That will put a lot less pressure on yourself to expecting things to happen and they're not happening in your timing, right? Because nothing happens in our timing. It's all in the Father's timing. He knows all the details of our lives. So if you are or have been asking the Father for something in your life, you're desiring for some changes, the first time it's okay to ask, but I encourage you to try this new thing and thank Him in advance for providing that request that you made. If a majority of your prayer life is asking for things, it's not necessarily a bad thing. However, the Father has unlimited capacity for us. So perhaps instead of asking for things, money, tangible items, whatnot, ask how you can serve Him. That's how I usually start my prayer. I thank the Father. I say, thank you so much for another day on this earth. Father, I desire to serve you. How can I use my time best to serve your purpose today? And then I'm quiet. Sometimes He'll have me get my journal out and I write in my journal and He gives me verses to think on, meditate on. Other times, He's silent and allows me to choose the activities. I do that before I get out of bed. I practice the Joyce Meyer method. If you're not familiar with her, definitely check out her sermons. She's been preaching for, I don't know, like 50 plus years. Very, very cool gal. Very powerful testimony of forgiveness and how we can choose to forgive those that have wronged us and how outstanding the Father can be at setting our life as an example of His unlimited powers. I don't even think she graduated high school. She barely graduated. Now she's got a team of, I think, 1,000 or 750 around the globe in many continents. And she preaches all over the world to thousands of people. I got the honor to hear her live for a 2 or 3 day event in Tacoma, Washington, at the Tacoma Dome back in 2015 or 2016. I had heard about her from my mentor in a direct sales business. I had joined, many of these people that had joined were members of the church that my mom attended, and the gal that got me into the business, her husband was on the worship team with my mom, and she was very spiritually connected and loved reading Joyce Meyer's books and became a spiritual mentor to me and invited me to this free event. And I got to hear Joyce preach. I got to hear the band that tours around with her. How neat is that? I took tons of notes. I met a couple of gals that I'm still connected with on social media today. Tara Ann. And the other gal's name will come to me if it's supposed to. And it was neat. I had notes in my planner for a long, long time. I actually showed my notes to my hero of 2020 when he protected me off-grid. One of the top security people for, I believe, for President Trump. He never told me who he worked for. Very humble man. very wise man, very spiritually connected to the Father man. Great leader. He and I married a couple years later. The notes aren't in my planner anymore, but a lot of things that were once in my possession have gone on the wayside. Most important thing is my connection with the Father, and so I'm grateful. I'm grateful every day that I'm alive. I'm grateful that He gets me up, gets me jumping out of bed, because I serve His purpose to expand His kingdom. When I pray for America, of course I do. When I pray for our security teams, I pray for our veterans, I pray for our first responders that are 10 times more likely to contemplate or complete the deed of suicide because they have chronic stress they deal with. And if they admit that they are struggling mentally, oftentimes they have to turn in their badge and their gun until they're well and have things signed off from medical professionals. It's not right. And so many of them don't seek the treatment that they need. And then they handle their business themselves in the worst case scenarios possible. 22 veterans every day and their lives. Our VA has made improvements in mental health services, but they are oftentimes taxed. And I don't mean money taxed, I mean staff members are stretched too thin, caseloads are too high for what they're capable of doing, and oftentimes people don't seek the help that they need. I love in the last few years since the pandemic, a lot of people have opened up about their own mental health struggles online through different social media apps, and people are starting to wake up and talk about it. It's less of a stigma, but it still is one. So when I pray for America, I pray that people's hearts and minds would be opened up to the fact that you can struggle with your mental health just like you can have a sprained ankle. It is normal. And if you just try to fix it yourself, sure, is that an option? Of course it is. So is trying to take care of your own sprained ankle, broken wrist, right? It might heal in a broken pattern, and then you got to re-break it. Or have a doctor re-break it, and then have, you know, reconstructive surgery. And then the fixing takes a lot more than if you would have just gone to the doctor in the first place. When I pray for America, I pray that laws would change. And I know that the Father will change those laws in His perfect timing to provide more resources, to allocate more resources for training, for curriculum, to increase pay for counselors. Where I live, for counselors that have like a bachelor's level, it's like $35,000 to $45,000 salary to be a mental health professional. That's not even enough to live on. If you have children in the home you have to feed, that's barely enough for you to survive on and pay. Many people have student loans. So increasing the salaries for the responsibility of the job, preventing someone from ending their life, should be viewed as more valuable. So the Father will change that in His timing if He desires to change it. And if not, that's okay too. You could be a private consultant for high-end clients. They'll pay you $100, $200 a session. You work with them, work with a couple of those. You know, they might even pay even more than that to have you on retainer. The sad thing is like the low-income people, they get shafted. We got many homeless veterans that are struggling. They got PTSD, you know, housing, or they got, an option. They got their PTSD dog, and their dog breed doesn't qualify for housing. So then they're stuck between keeping their dog that helps them with their mental health and sleeping outside. And they don't oftentimes trust the organizations that are trying to help them because they've been shafted so many times. So then they just become another homeless veteran outside. I pray and I know that the Father will allow this to happen in His perfect timing for my husband to return to me. It's been almost 2 years. This come Easter, if I don't see him, it'll be 2 years since I last spoke to my husband. People tried to kill us when he asked to retire from his government contract job of protecting President Trump because they knew. Because the security teams of Team Biden sent me to him. So I pray for unity amongst our security teams that have been forced to do things that aren't legal. And I have a strong belief that our Healing Harmony place will be built up in the perfect timing. It's going to be kind of like an Airbnb, if you will, for like moderate pricing and or free for those that desire to take their battle buddy or their spouse or their family on a 5-star retreat, but they don't have the means to pay it. 1-star pricing or free through our donations. Those that are most high risk, they should be able to take their family on a vacation, don't you think? That's where my heart's at. And we call it the Healing Harmony place because my husband and I will live there. And I'm believing because the Holy Spirit reveals things to me of a gift of prophecy that the home will be built for us. It will be paid off from donations. We will live there and people will come and receive healing by spending time with us and participating in activities that provide a sense of relaxation for them. We'll have a game room / recording room if they want to play video games or get into recording music or rap and have music production experts that can help coach them. We'll have a mental health professional that is available for them if they desire to have a conversation privately, connect with them. Massage space, a salt room, which has been shown. Salt rooms are really good for those that have autoimmune conditions, lung conditions, children with autism. Something about the ions, and I don't know how the science works, but I do know that there's research out there, and so we desire to provide the best environment for you to come out for maybe a 3-day, 4-day weekend. Go shooting at the targets outside, go ride on some horses, go do what's going to bring enjoyment for you. So when I pray for America, I pray and I thank the Father for providing that in His perfect timing. That was something that the name, I had Healing Place, and then when I first launched Aaron Nicole Ministries with our concerts and whatnot, I had just been overcome homelessness and was rehabilitating at my friend's house. She was active duty at the time, and we launched it together. I needed to have a second person on the paperwork, and she gave me permission. She sent me her photo, approved of her bio and everything, and we talked about it. I told her my vision for it, my plan for it, and I told her the name, and she said, what about Healing Harmony Place? So you're adding music into it. And I was like, ooh, I like it. And that means, you know, peace and whatnot. I like it a lot. She had a has a child with autism. She loved the idea of the salt room and the relaxation retreat vibes. But sadly, when I got married, people threatened her to disassociate from me because she was in the military. And we have a huge disconnect between our current leadership that's on camera, that's not really a leader, from the deep state, Illuminati. We have our actual leader that cares about citizens. And they threatened her, I imagine, to call out of the blue. A few days after he and I got married, and I interviewed a mama on this show. And she started asking questions about him in 2022. And the people that look out for my family are very powerful people, very protective. I'm very protective of my family. And when she started asking questions about my husband, I quickly changed the subject to the man that had asked me out on a date the year prior that had connected me to my hero of 2020 that became my husband. That man, she helped me pick the dress out for the date. That man, she saw his face. I showed her his website where he was seen as being the president of the Blackwater alumni, one of many presidents. That man asked me to perform an illegal sexual act in public that is illegal in America. In the middle of the day, he asked me on this date after I drove an hour to see him because he wouldn't drive to me. He received over 800 acres to get it on camera from the Illuminati, deep state. He had sold his soul to. So I started talking to her about him because she said, I think he's married. I said, you think so? She's like, yeah, he's acting kind of weird. That's how guys act when they're married. I was like, okay. So when she called out of the blue and was asking questions about my husband that I married, I changed the subject to that man. I said, do you remember that guy you helped me pick that outfit for on that date? She's like, yeah. I said, he was married. She said, he was? I said, yeah. I found out he was married. What an asshole. He got over 800 acres to get me to perform oral sex in public. Of course, I said no, but why did he even ask me? Zero respect for women. In the last couple of weeks, I've been posting the truth because the Father tells me to. Tells me what to post. I gave that man 3 years to come clean and fix his mistakes, and he didn't, and it's only gotten worse for me, so I don't need to protect a loser that disrespects women, that tried to use me as a spy to get intel off of a good leader that will be back in the White House. So I started sharing the truth in the last couple of weeks, and he or his team or both of them blocked me on social media, which makes him look even more guilty. I pray for him because he's disrespected a lot of women around the nation and around the world. I had mailed at some point last year to the major news outlets. I had mailed a letter outlining what had happened and copies of the sheriff's report with his name and his battle buddy's name on it. So if I go up missing or they say that I suicided myself, it's not true. I pray for unity in America. I pray for all the traitors to be completely abolished off the face of the earth, and those that are willing to repent, that they do it quickly. They ask for forgiveness and they repent. 180-degree shift and never go back to their old ways. America is very much like Sodom and Gomorrah. You can't go back to your old ways. You have to drop that life and start fresh. I've had to start fresh so many times. I'm grateful that the Father has allowed me to keep going. He obviously still has a purpose for me, and if you're listening, He's got a purpose for you as well. So ask Him for clarity on what that is for you and how you can serve Him in His kingdom to have an outstanding life. I'll tell you one thing for certain. I do not have a boring life. Every day is an adventure. We've got till probably around October, unless I get donations. We're going to be releasing the whole truth in my autobiography. It's called Choosing Joy, How to Slay Your Enemies Through Love. That will be advertised worldwide to 2 billion households through the Trinity Broadcasting Network. If the Father has put on your heart to help us spread the message faster, sooner than like October release date, then go ahead and write a check and make it payable to Erin Nicole Ministries. That's ErinNicoleMinistries. And then we do have a website, but we're in the process of eventually switching website carriers and whatnot. They don't allow for you to donate directly. It's through other online banks that I don't connect to because of all the hacking I've experienced. So easiest way for us to receive your monies quickly is writing a check. You can mail it to 1477 Tiny Town Road, box number 191. City's Clarksville, Tennessee. That's ClarksvilleTN 37042. We thank you in advance. Any amount will help. I put $1,000 down. That was my first payment. We have $14,500 to go for our, I think it's a 30-second TV commercial between Mike Huckabee and I think Jay Sukalo. There is another option if we can get more donations, to have it turn into, I think, a 90-second commercial on its own that doesn't include other book recommendations. That one, I think, is another $5,500. So, and plus, I added the hardbook cover option. I just had to pay $250 one time, so we added that. So I guess it's $15,750. So now we just have $14,750 left. So whatever you feel led to give, whatever you're able to donate, we appreciate it in advance. If you don't have the money but you have the means to pray for us, we appreciate your prayers. If you could share this episode with those you care about, getting the message out, I'd greatly appreciate it. I'm not going to be keeping any of the royalties of the book sales. That's going to go straight to the organization that is supposedly defunded. But we're going to call it the Hope Foundation. And it's going to go for veterans and first responders and their families. And that's for life. That's not like a one-year thing. That's, as long as we're making money on this book, we're going to be using the money to help the people that helped me. And anyone on the top security team is eligible to apply once we have money in that account. But that organization where my husband and I are going to start when he's returned to me. So there are some things that need to happen first. So thank you in advance for your considerations. If you would like to connect to the Father You'd like to have that personal relationship with Him where you can join forces with us in praying for America and praying for the world, praying for a community. And He hears your prayers and He knows your name, He knows your voice, and He answers those prayers. It's a free gift for you. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. Just repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. Father, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. Please come into my heart and guide my life, Father. I thank you and I praise you in your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next step is to get plugged into a Bible-based church. Keep God first place. Anything else, Father? James Madison. The Father says, James Madison, be on guard. They're coming. They're coming for you. Okay. Anything else, Father? Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.